Welcome to CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azus from Atlanta, Georgia. Yesterday we told you about a military leader's defection from North Korea to South Korea. Today, we're reporting on two men who defected, who left the ISIS terrorist organization. This happened in Afghanistan. It used to be ruled by an Islamic militant group called the Taliban, which allowed terrorists to live and train there. But the Taliban were kicked out of power when international forces, led by the U.S., attacked in 2001. The war never completely wiped out the Taliban, though. They're still operating in Afghanistan and Pakistan, and the ISIS terrorist group has worked to recruit Taliban members. Two men who became ISIS recruits say they were offered better weapons and not much choice. But they became disillusioned with ISIS and left the group at the risk of possibly being executed, partly because they say they found some of ISIS's tactics un-Islamic, and partly because they say ISIS just likes killing and doesn't take care of its fighters' families.
Looking for ISIS FM. In Afghanistan's east, ISIS's radio broadcast of hate was bombed off air recently by the US. But here, it's been coming back in the past week. It was there 3 days ago and it's gone again, says one man. They were talking nonsense, says another. They were asking people to pledge allegiance and march on Kabul, he adds. This is one broadcast they recorded earlier. ISIS is trying to put down roots here. But every day, more Afghans want to tear them up. And that starts here with Arabistan and Zaytun. 2 months ago, we wouldn't have been sat like this. Then, there were commanders in ISIS. ISIS, they say, came from Pakistan, not Iraq, and promised guns and money to their struggling group of Taliban. Their agenda? Black flags, killing and looting, which they did go along with at first.
They knew who was rich to take their money. The poor, they would arm to fight for them or kill them.
The two men work with Afghan intelligence, who set up our interview to get other locals to join an uprising program against ISIS. But they say they've lacked government protection and money, and that's put potential defectors off. The fight is now just left to American drones, they say.
Drones are doing a good job killing ISIS. They target them as soon as they leave their houses.
The government hasn't made any progress in those areas. It's only the bombing that's effective.
You were in the Taliban, then you were in ISIS, and now American drones are bombing your own village, but you're pleased about it because they're killing ISIS. Is that not a strange feeling for you?
It makes us happy. We want them wiped out.
They're killers themselves who know what they're talking about. Arabistan holds up his cloak. Holes from an American helicopter attack not long ago when he was Taliban. ISIS has shattered ordinary lives too. Across town, in a luxury village built for rich people who never came, are hundreds of families who fled ISIS.
Afghanistan, like many nations inflicted by ISIS, basically has to battle an idea, a kind of virus that appeals to minds warped after decades of war that don't see the Taliban as radical enough. An idea that no matter how hard you battle or bomb it, it's very difficult to completely extinguish.